Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. Hello, everybody. It is April 6, 2023. Whenever I say the year, I hesitate a tiny little bit just to make sure. Thank you for tuning in. This is where you can get all of your hot Wisconsin sports pro sports fan takes in 20 minutes or less, or your gerrymandered maps are free. I am political, folks. Big victory, huge for the good guys. And I always say the most boring thing, but the most important thing about building a football team is the offensive line. It is super important. Those years the Packers won the Super Bowl, I'd have to go back. That's a good thing to do maybe over the offseason. The offensive lines were phenomenal that year, which makes sense. You need that to run, block, and pass, protect for your most important person on the team. And so that's why it's the most boring, but it's the most important. I say the same thing about gerrymandering. So important, yet so very, very boring that nobody cares about it. But congratulations, Wisconsin. You are 60% barely made it out of there alive. So thanks again for tuning in. It is no Packers talk. We're done. We're done until the trade happens, or probably the draft. But that is a ways away. So we are totally focusing on the Milwaukee Brewers opening day and starting with the Bucks. The Bucks are the number one team in the NBA. There is no hot takey things to say about that. When you are the best team and you have dominated the entire year, you've worked through some injuries during this time. Giannis has rested in many, many games, including last night's against the Chicago Bulls, but they still pulled off the victory. I mean, this team without Giannis, and I know it's just huge. It's huge to think about that. But this team is honestly a six seed without him. They're really good. And so, yeah, is it fair to say that Giannis elevates the team from a six seed to a championship team? Well, yes, of course. But they might even be better than that. I mean, this is a good, and I'll preface it with saying this, regular season team, right? Even a Brook Lopez and Drew Holiday-led Bucks are going to win a lot of games. They're very, very good. Now, when we talk playoffs, now when we talk getting into it a little more, and that's another story, and we need Giannis. So we are at the point where Giannis is Michael Jordan. What? Now that's a hot take, Matt. Let me explain. In terms of people are just bored with saying he's the best right now. They're just bored with it. And it's disappointing because it's like, Bucks are the number one team in the NBA, and without question, Giannis is the best player on that best team in the NBA. He's won a couple already. It's a human thing. It's okay. This award is voted on by reporters, which I think is a mistake. It's voted on by the media. And I think it's a mix of former players and shit like that too, but it's the media. I guess media is former players and shit, right? It's too boring to be like, this person wins. It's so much more exciting to give it to Joel Embiid, right? If you're a reporter, because then you have something to write about and you have a take and you have this and you have that and you have numbers. Jeff Van Gundy said an awesome thing, and he is awesome. He said that even those in the media, NBA heads, people who are paid to watch and talk about NBA, they cannot watch every game, right? I mean, you can't. You can't really analyze every game. You can with the NFL, but basketball, even if you are watching it 24/7, which nobody is, I mean, really watching it, really watching like it for work and to talk about it. I mean, you're going to miss games. And yes, you probably are like, well, forget about the, you know, the shitty teams playing. But still, it's tough to keep up with. And so you are also in that narrative. You're also like a part of that. And you probably glob onto it because you don't see Giannis playing every night like I do. I don't see Embiid play, in fairness. I don't see Jokic play, in fairness. All I know is Giannis is the best player. He plays the best every night, or at least the hardest. He's on the number one seed in the NBA. And listen, it's fun. It's exciting. I checked out of the NBA in the early 2000s. There weren't enough stars. Basketball wasn't super fun in that era. I'm sure people had fun. I don't want to disparage you. And especially for us Bucks fans, it was pretty dark times other than a Fear the Deer Bogut season. NBA is more fun than it's ever been since Jordan. We got a lot of good players, and it is really, to have three guys playing really high level like this is pretty fun. But make no mistake of it, and oh, it's a homer pick. Fine, it's a homer pick. I don't care. I'll take the pick of the guy who's on the best team with stats that fucking rival Kareem. Okay, so Middleton injury, you know, I have no take on it. There's no take because they're just going to sit guys. The win against the Bulls last night pretty much means the Milwaukee Bucks are getting a 10-day bye here. And so Bud doesn't say anything about anything. He is like, he's like Bill Belichick in that regard of just like not fucking going to tell you what the injury is, not tell you what he's planning. He's a boring, the in-between interviews with him. Why do they do sideline interviews? It's meaningless. Bud gives you nothing, not in a rude Popovich way. But just what? It's so dumb. So, right knee soreness, you know, vague enough that we shouldn't be worried. You know, the knee worries me. I don't know. So we have no information. Again, this is April 6th, and we will. I'm guessing we will not have any information. Giannis went a little bit, decided to sit. I'm cool with that. That's fine. And here we are. Bucks get a 10-week bye because they're the best team in the NBA. And if they are healthy, they will win. So I'm just praying to the NBA health gods on that. And you got a 10-week bye, which is beautiful. So a couple other things. Giannis with MVP, but very fun. We'll talk the playoffs next week. For now, let's just kind of wrap up this season. So Jrue Holiday and Brooke Lopez probably will be on first team all defense. That's what I'm saying. It's a good team. Even remove Giannis. I mean, I don't want to. Nobody does. But they are going to have two guys in the first all-pro defense, which is pretty sweet. Brooke Lopez also expected to finish in the final three of defensive player in the year. Probably not win it, though he'll get some votes. So that's exciting. We got this nice, complete team. I know they were pushing Portis for sixth man. I don't think it's going to happen, gang. Sixth man is a stupid award. It is made up. It really makes no sense, and it's kind of dumb. So moving along. So yeah, we got some Bucks on the All-Pro team. Holiday will most likely be on one of the three pro teams, making him one of the top six guards in the league. And Bucks, we're in exciting times, folks. We're in exciting times. The Bucks might win another championship. And I don't know if they would have beat Golden State last year without Middleton, even if they snuck by. But I really do believe they looked at that last year, resting guys on the last day to get the lower seed than Boston as a mistake. I mean, it bore out as a mistake because they were stopped in their tracks. So there you go. So that is Bucks. 10-day bye for the Bucks, but they deserve it. It's been an awesome season. It is just awesome to watch this team. They really are great. No drama. I saw a barista yesterday. I got my Buck stuff on because I represent from time to time out there. And they know they're NBA here. I will give them that. So he's talking to me about it. And I mean, it's no drama. You know, that's what he was saying. He's just like, Giannis just seems to show up to work. And I assured him he did. It's you see these other teams with drama. I'm not going to name any names. A lot of them are in the West, actually. And it's just, we have a perfect leader. I mean, he's not perfect at everything. We've seen him shoot free throws, but Giannis is amazing. And I always say, we got douchebag McGee up the street in fucking Lambeau, completely different. So as long as Giannis is healthy and leading this team, they're going to win a championship. He's in his prime right now. It's exciting. So speaking of excitement, let's get to Brewers. Turning up the heat. That's right. They drop the opening day. They score no runs. I hop on this podcast and I bitch about them for 30 seconds and that was about it. But I've been watching these gay. Oh, God. They're good. You know what you want? They always say in baseball, peak the first week of April. So I'd love to see more of this. And as always with the Brewers, I am skeptical. I probably say this every fucking year on the podcast, but when it was rough years pre-Prince Fielder. So what was that? 1990 through like what? 2004 were just rough fucking Brewer times. No stars. Nobody was good. It was a tough watch. We got our classic, you know, hometown favorites, but they really were the shits for like 15 years there. I should look up this year. It might be tough to Google, but in this stretch, 1990 to 2005, where the Brewers are just the fucking worst team and it just bad at baseball, there was one of those years. They went 12-0. Why do I know about streaks, you might ask, if you're not from Wisconsin? Well, when the Brewers win, you know, a certain amount in a row, they get those delicious, delicious hamburgers from George Webb's. So they go on this epic run, this random year. It feels like college, so it's probably 2001 or whatever. And they just, they crater after that. I mean, it is just bad. They were bad. And they got lucky this one year in the middle of this shitty run and barely, I mean, so I'm, how can I not be skeptical? I'm a Brewers fan. What have they done to make me optimistic? At least they're making it interesting. And I am excited about this team. I complained about the no hitting, but guess what? The bats are alive, baby. So let's go through the Brewers to close it out here this week. Opening day was amazing. They crushed the Mets. It was not expected. Let's see here. What should I start? So I have a smattering of notes here. I'll just start with a couple players. So the Contreras trade. Now, catcher is a tricky one. He's an important part of your team, right? So it is important you get a good one. They make this trade. They give away some good stuff to grab Contreras this year. But I'm in. You have to start the catcher. So having an everyday great catching player is fucking great. I mean, we're already talking trades too. It's just such a weird team right now. So I would guess maybe Adamas, maybe Rowdy. You know, there's already early rumors on those two. I wouldn't be sad if either one of them left. They're good at home dogs, home runs, but I personally think we could do better or trade them and possibly upgrade. But we'll see. We'll see. So let's be on watch there. I got Bryce Turang fever. Give me the medication. More baseball is the medication. Bryce, here we go. Here we go. The young Bryce Turang. off to a hot start. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling so good, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, that he is my Wisconsin sports person of the week. Bryce Turang. Off to a hot start. It's why I'm thinking maybe Adamas can bounce. I don't know. I'll have to see him play more defense, but great on the hitting so far. You know, last year the spotlight was on Yelich coming off of the injury. And he's under the spotlight again. He has to play well. He has to play better than last year. If he can get going in these young guys like Bryce, Anderson. Well, Anderson's actually not that old. Who is the other young guy? Mitchell, who I'll get to in a second as well. Also could have gotten Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, but didn't quite get there. Yelly is the veteran. We're paying him a lot of money. He's got to hit fucking 265 and 20 homers. He needs a good solid. He cannot be bad and he cannot be like average. He can't hit 245, 250. He just fucking cannot. So I'm really looking to Yelich to step it up in the hitting department. Starting pitchers are great as usual. Fucking, shit. I'll talk about it next week, but one of the Brewers pitchers went to an arbitration. I should put that on the list for next week. I do want to talk about it because I only have 2.5 minutes. I want to do this. So the starting pitching is great right now. And then the depth, obviously, I mean, you can't, I think since 1901, they've been saying this, you can't have enough pitching depth. So I looked at the names. Nothing really stood out. Hauser's on the DL. So we could get some pitching depth. I would like to see it. The starters, obviously, we are we're hopeful for a good season for Burns once again and all that crew, Peralta. And I'm forgetting the third one. That's what when I don't write it down, folks, I do write things down in a notebook before these podcasts. In shorthand. So as long as I can read them, I get the info out to you. So what else? So that's all about the Brewers for now. Oh, wait a second. The ninth inning home run. So they win 9-0, 10-0. So I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. Right off the bat. Opening day was fucking sweet. They murdered him. And then these have been day games and I've been busy at work, so I cannot watch the day games, but I do watch the after cut. So they win 10, they win 9, and then a 7-6 game with a home run from Anderson. A good trade on that one too. So I like the makeup of the team right now. They do got some bats in there. I was unprepared. There's so much time. I'm not in a fantasy baseball league, so there's so much time to learn about the Brewers. I'm excited. And if this first week is any indication, I am excited to get deeper. Okay, as I wrap up here, what is coming up for the Bucks and the Brew? Well, Bucks, as I said, they have two more games. Who cares who they're against? You're going to see. You are going to see White. You are going to see a lot of Dragic, I guess, is going to get some... going to get some reps in there. All the people you probably won't see in the playoffs, but you can rest on the Bucks. Watch the Brewer games. They're much more exciting these next 10 days. So it is the hated St. Louis Cardinals. Boo! They're coming up this weekend. And then the Diamondbacks to round out, start out next week into the San Diego Padres series, which I will be at. But I'll catch you before then, nerds. My time is up. Thanks, everybody. And of course, remember to enjoy the day.